It's Christmas Day, 2023. Hallelujah! The Savior is born. In the words of an unknown theologian from 320 AD, we hold this day holy, not like the pagans because of the birth of the sun, but because of Him who made it. Christmas was first celebrated as a religious event on December 25th in 352 AD. Nobody knows the exact date when or in what year Jesus was born. And it didn't really matter back in those first centuries. Birthdays were less important than remembering the day when someone died. In fact, early Christians often celebrated the birth of Jesus on January 6th. During the second century, five dates in three different months, including December 25th, were considered as possible birth dates for Jesus. Finally, in the fourth century, St. Pope Julius I and other church leaders specified December 25th as the official date for celebrating the birth of Jesus, to replace the Roman holiday celebrating the birthday of the sun god and the return of longer days of sunlight. We turn now to a quote from the inspiration of the little books, Bishop Ken Untner. He said, "At the birth of Christ, the manger was full. He was lying in a manger as a baby boy. At the resurrection of Christ, the tomb was empty. It's not as though human nature was a costume God wore, and when He was finished with it, He left it behind and went back to being God. Christ became one of us, and when He rose from the dead, His human body was still with Him. That's why the tomb was empty. He still stayed one of us and is still part of our family today. The child who was in that manger lives on. That's in part what we celebrate at Christmas."